Hey there, you guys. So we're episode 22 of Impact. This is my personal podcast, not to be confused with the AVA live radio shows that I do over there on Anchor, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all over the world with indie artists. But this is my personal narration of life and everything that's been going on so far, how I get through it, and maybe my stories will help you with your struggle. I don't know. You know, just recently I moved 1,500 miles away from where I have been for a long time. I've been working in the music industry in Miami, every bit of 30 years. It's been crazy, and I've seen a lot of changes in the industry, but I've also seen a lot of changes for the good online, and that's when I started to work in podcast radio. The reason why is I saw a vision. You know, I saw that there was a future and something that could be of value to indie artists like myself. That ability to reach, that ability to control your destiny and not be at the will of labels and big business and just all the things that take the passion and the inspiration out of what you do as an artist. And it's worked out. It's really, really come so far, and I'm so excited about it. We're on 14 different channels now. Everything that we do just reaches so many people, and in such a great way. I have pages and pages of feedback from people just thanking me and telling me how much they appreciate what I've done and all that we have done for indie artists today. I think it's been important because when you're an artist and you're creating something, whether it be for the first time or, you know, many times, you tend to really not have a great way to put it out there, right? The exposure level is so limited. And even if you have social pages, you're at the will of the social pages. So just getting started is like a full-time job marketing your music. And this has been an amazing network and a community, so much more than just marketing. That's what I'm really proud of, and I love meeting new people every single day, and that's what this has brought me. So we all know that work is great, right? I love what I do. I'm passionate about it. I get to do it every day, and I'm so, so lucky for it, but I still had this gnawing, this anxious feeling inside. I was so stressed being in Florida, and perhaps it's because, you know, I had a very, very bad last relationship / marriage, and it was hard on me. And I think that even though work life is great, and they do say that if your work life is great, your personal life is not very good, I still felt like I needed a change. Even though I moved from Miami to Palm Beach, I still didn't feel like I was home. So I decided to come back to where I started, which was Canada. I know it's a strange move, but you know what? I needed a fresh start, and there was so much opportunity reaching out to me from Canada that I really wanted to come here and just look around and just be on this personal journey where I just explored things. In the process of it and getting ready for it, I had to make a lot of decisions because I had a lifetime of things, you know, clothing and personal belongings and just things that I had around me for a long time that maybe I didn't even look at. You know, but they were just there. And I did a lot of soul searching, trying to decide, do I bring this all with me? Do I bring it 1,500 miles away? Do I need it with me? You know, is this my security blanket? Or do I just start fresh? And you know what? Thanks to my dad and thanks to my mom and many, many days of considering what was going on in my life and also just judging whether I wanted to travel light or travel heavy and be responsible for a lot of things that I didn't really care about, I decided to do a life purge. The reason why I'm talking to you about it is because it was transformative. It was just what I needed. I just needed it. I think more clearly. I sleep better. I don't feel weighted down by my things. And even though I didn't realize they were weighting me down, there was just a lot of responsibility that came with so much, you know? And I know I sound kind of like a hoarder, and I'm totally not, right? I'm just saying that, like, as a human being today, If you're focused on goals and you're passionate about what you do, what else do you need in life? I mean, sure, I needed my recording equipment. I needed the things that I use to do business, which is basically a computer, and microphones and, you know, clothing that I like to wear. But I didn't need like duplicates of everything. I didn't need so much extra. I didn't need the things that I don't use anymore, right? Because you tend to accumulate a lot over the years and it just gets stored away and put away. And I think that's why America is so filled with storage units, because we just don't want to give it up. It somehow has value even though you don't use it. So I kind of became a minimalist, and now it's like every time I go shopping, like yesterday I went to the store to pick up some things. I wanted to find a specific pair of jeans because I have this one pair of jeans I picked up on the trip that I love, and now I wear them all the time. So I wanted to find another color. And I was in the store thinking, okay, am I really going to wear this? Like, is this going to add value and make me happy to have in my life? Because I don't want to start packing in more clothes and get more things. I mean, let me tell you, people send me stuff all the time. And that was one of the things that was starting to accumulate, was all of the gifts and a lot of the sponsored things that people just send that I can't possibly use, but I'll advertise for them and, you know, and put them out there as an influencer. And that's all good. It's great. But I just want to make sure that I have just the things in my life that are meaningful to me. Otherwise, they're just collecting dust, right? And they're just not useful. So I went on this process, this journey. I put off the trip. I spent 4 months purging things. And it was hard. It did take me a lot of time because I work full time. And I also help care for my mom. So it was basically a few hours a night just going through paper, going through pictures, going through years and years of my life and just acknowledging the memories, but also deciding to let certain things go. I sold some things, which was great because they're just sitting there and you get all that extra income in, which is amazing. You feel like they've gone to someone new that's going to really enjoy them. And that part was really fulfilling. And in the end, I put everything else together. I found somebody that really needed it and could make a business out of what I had left. And I gave it all to them for like $100. Seriously. It was like 2 truckloads of things, just equipment and supplies and merchandise and just so many things that they could turn into a business. And so that is going to feed a family of 4 for the next 2 years. That was my gift. And that made me feel so good. I can't even tell you. So in the end, I lined up 9 boxes and I said, okay, this is all I'm shipping. I'm shipping 9 boxes in my car. And that was it. 2 boxes of equipment, 2 suitcases, and 9 boxes of personal items that I felt that I really wanted to have with me. And it was the best thing I ever did. So now I'm in Canada, and it was a great trip. My mom and I have been able to connect and really spend that valued time together that we needed. You know, she had just had a stroke about 8 months ago, and she needed a lot of care. And, you know, when you're busy and you're working really hard, it's very difficult to be able to find all of that time to give to someone. And this trip allowed me to do that. I took almost a full month off work, even though nobody noticed because we have a lot of pre-records, and I still showed up for a lot of things. And I have a great team to support me. But we got to spend time together. We got to just take it easy on this trip and go step by step and talk about where we wanted to be and what we wanted things to look like and what we wanted things to be like and what kind of lifestyle we wanted to seek moving forward. That whole process, as well as feeling like I wasn't dragging a whole life with me, made me feel like every single option was open and like I had so much opportunity. My shoulders were not heavy. They weren't burdened. I just felt relaxed and probably the best I felt in years. I highly recommend it, actually. Even if you're not going to move 1,500 miles away, I recommend that you start purging everything in storage. Get it out. Go to your closets. Just keep the stuff that you love that really looks great on you. Don't think you're going to lose weight for things that haven't fit in decades. Don't buy things that don't bring you joy. Just buy things that you will interact with every single day or at least once a week and that will really make your life better. So I'm here in Canada and I am loving it. I really am. I have so many fresh ideas for my work. I'm starting a online music conference. I'm doing so many great things with artists. We're promoting videos and launching new music. We've expanded the station. I mean, in a month even, I have come forward so far just from this experience and this journey. The best thing of all is I just have such a great new outlook on life, and it's exactly what I needed in order to take those next steps on my journey forward. I've also got a new mantra, but I don't know that it's a mantra for everyone. It's one of those things where, like, when you can't move things forward fast enough, you know, like, say I'm looking for apartments right now, and in Canada, it is insanely busy. I mean, like, so many people are moving here, I think, and the rental market, because I don't want to buy anything just yet until I figure out where I want to be, is insane. I mean, the minute I look at an apartment, it's gone within an hour because, you know, probably people looked at it all day. And that has been something else. It really has. It's been a process that at first frustrated me, but then eventually I just said, you know what, this is just fine because I'm getting a chance to look around. And I remember looking at the first apartment when I got here and thinking, I don't know, you know, I'm not really sure, but it's just a rental. So, you know, just for a year. And I'm so glad that it went fast because I'm glad I didn't move into that building because I got to discover new areas. So I found that every hurdle happened for a reason, and every time something got in my way, I discovered something new and something better that I wouldn't have had the chance to do if I would have moved into something right away. You know what I mean? So now I've been able to explore like everything from Burlington to Oakville to this wonderful Humber Bay area where I am right now. And I just did it through like Airbnbs or, you know, heist hotels that I really liked. And I just got to explore and meet people and see what the areas were like. And if I did like an Airbnb, I would check out the building and just enjoy it and look at the area and talk to the people. And I really got to see a lot of things that way. You know, there's an area in Mississauga where they just developed it, and it's almost like a little mini city. And I thought I really wanted to live in that area, but then I stayed in the building. And then, I mean, it was a nightmare in the building just to get in and out of the building. And also the elevators were just a disaster as far as like getting into an elevator and waiting for it, and they were broken a lot. So that process was much, much better. And I'm really glad I didn't rent something before I got here, which is what I intended to do, and was able to just kind of take my time, you know? I mean, in my job, I'm lucky because I don't have to be in any specific place. If I go to a conference, I fly in and go to the conference. You know, if I'm going to be public speaking, I just go to where I need to be. Everything else I do online. So to me, it's more important to love the place I'm going to be for the next 12 months. And usually wherever I land, I don't stray too far away from it unless I'm familiar with the area. So this is my opportunity to discover and look around. I'm going to take my time with it and just see what happens from here on out. So I guess what I'm really trying to say is if you're feeling like you're burdened by your life, or you're feeling like you've lost your inspiration, or you're not as passionate, you don't have the kind of energy that you think you should have, take a look at what's around you. Try and purge as much as you can and keep the things that are special to you, things that bring you joy when you look at them or you wear them or you interact with them, and get rid of the stuff you don't need. Just sell it or give it away, find it a new home, and throw out the stuff that's destroyed because you just really don't need to have it in your life. You'll feel so much better for it. Just take your time and try and decide where you actually want to be, what your lifestyle should be like, and work towards that. And always remember that in the struggle, you learn so much about yourself. And sometimes those hurdles are put in place for a reason. I've learned that a lot on this trip. And now I just kind of move forward on them. I don't let them bother me. It's just something that happens and I just take it as it is, let the dice roll. And as long as every single day I wake up and I'm healthy and I'm happy and I have my family around me, that's all good. Everything else we can fix. This is Jacqueline Jax for Impact. I hope you found some value in this episode. I'll be back again soon. Big hugs to you, and I hope you're doing really, really well on your journey too.